Week 1, Saturday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I must be careful not to try to fail and think that I have taken up his cross by sabotaging what I do. The loss is not the value. It's of no avail without the effort to succeed. The grail we look for has to have the sheen and gloss of deeds good in the doing, with the dross of outcomes burnt away like so much scale. No, you don't see what this is all about. Results are good, not to be divorced from acts. It's just that for results to be significant, they need eternity. And sometimes that means failure here. They forced the cross on me. I didn't seek it out. Heaven and earth will cease to exist, but what I say will never cease. Psalm 119, Part 11. Keen to have you rescue me, that is my soul, because I put my hope in what you say. My eyes are going blind from reading what you say and asking, when will you comfort me? I've become like a dried-up wineskin because I have not forgotten your rules. And how many days will your slave endure this? When will you pass sentence on my oppressors? Arrogant fools have dug pits to trap me, and this is not what your law says. But all your commandments are trustworthy, and they are breaking them to oppress me. Please help me. They almost ended my days on earth, but still I did not forsake your regulations. And so bring back my life in your loving kindness, so that I can keep the orders your mouth utters. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Heaven and earth will cease to exist, but what I say will never cease. Master, I have tried to do your will, because you give me life through it. Part 12. Lord Yahweh, what you say remains forever in heaven. Your faithfulness lasts from generation to generation. You set the earth on its foundations, and it is still there. It remains to this day as your decrees made it, because everything in it is your slave. And if I had not found pleasure in your law, I would have died in my agony. I will never forget your rules, because you have given me life by them, and I am yours. Please save me, because I have tried to keep your rules. Evil people are trying to ambush me, to destroy me. But I will give my attention to your orders. I have seen that all perfection has an end, but your commandments are infinite. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, I have tried to do your will, because you give me life through it. Reading, 1 Kings 8, 60-61. All the peoples of the earth are to know that Yahweh is God, and there is no other one. And so your heart must be loyal to our God Yahweh. You must observe his regulations and keep his commandments. Master my God, teach me your ways, and make me live by the light of your truth. God, our omnipotent Father, please fill your people with the light of the Holy Spirit, so that we will find our happiness in singing your praises, safe from every enemy. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.